Well, here we are at our building site for our new studio building. It's the XP Media and Missions building. In fact, our media offices, our studio, our editing rooms, our equipping and training rooms, and our missions offices and missions outreach rooms are going to be right here in this building. So we're just finishing it up right now. On October the 24th, a week of October 24th, we're starting our brand new season. But in the meantime, we're going to be showing you some of our most favorite reruns ever. Woohoo! Hey, you guys, remember this. God loves you with an everlasting love, no matter where you are, even in the midst of a big tractor, he does. Well, welcome to today's program. My name is Patricia King, and you're going to really enjoy our guest today and our message. How many of you are married or want to be married and have good relationships or want to have good relationships? Perhaps you're watching today and you've got a great marriage, but you want it to be better, or maybe you've had a marriage destroyed in the past and you need healing, or maybe you just want to be married and have never found the right spouse yet. Today's show is on supernatural marriage. And I have with me Dr. Dan Wilson. And Dr. Dan, we're so excited to have you with us today. You are an eye surgeon by profession, but over this last couple of years, the Lord has been really moving on yours and your wife's lives to enhance marriage, to enhance your own marriage. You've been visited by the Holy Spirit in amazing ways, and you are carrying a burden and a desire for the body of Christ to come into the fullness of what God has for them in marriage. And you are also the author of our book that XP Publishing has put out, Supernatural Marriage. And you, good job on it. It's a great book, and there's so many tremendous helps that'll give people foundations on which to stand and to grow in their marriages. So great job. But Dr. Dan, we would like to hear a little bit from you as to how you and Linda came into where you are now, where there's a supernatural engagement with the Spirit of God, a oneness in the Spirit of God, where you're co-creating together. And you had a good marriage before, but not where it is now. And last night, as we were having dinner together, you were sharing with me, and this is in the book, of course, the four different types of marriage. So I was wondering if you could kind of start with that and then share your journey with us.
Yes. Well, the types of marriage are generalities, and every marriage has portions of all four types of marriages. But you can start with marriages that are really in dire straits, and I call that the bitter marriage, where really the two people are relating in ways that are self-destructive and mutually destructive, damaging to the marriage, hurtful to the family, and things that just are against the basic concepts of how God wants us to live.
Hurting people hurt others.
Yes.
And so when you've got a bitter marriage, you've got hurt people in that marriage that need to be healed.
Right. And in a bitter marriage, there is hope. You know, we start there as a place to talk. But it's not a hopeless place. That's the wonderful
thing
about God's supernatural realm.
Right.
There's always hope.
Everything can shift at any time.
Right. You think about people who've been saved, and it doesn't matter where they were or what they were doing. When you're saved, and it's a miraculous event.
That's right.
And the same thing can happen to marriages.
Yeah, marriages can be saved.
Right. So some people are in that type of a marriage, or there are portions of that type of marriage that they experience from day to day, and that's a real struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's really discouraging when that sort of thing happens. But there is hope, and even in the secular media, we're taught how to get along better,
right?
How to relate better. And you can progress just with your mind and listening to advice. You can progress into something a little better, which we call a tolerable marriage, where you kind of put up with each other and it's pretty good and we're going to stay together at least for a while. Yeah, it's not exactly what you wanted. It wasn't the dream you saw in a Disney movie, but well, we can do this for a while.
Right.
And that's good. It's a step up. Hope is starting to be activated. Then you can progress on a little further, even through secular thinking, into a functional marriage where you really treat people well. Mm-hmm. You do what the psychologists tell you to do, and you make an effort, and it really pays off. You have a much better marriage that way.
Yeah, there's certain principles that even, like, they're God's given principles, but the secular community has discovered that there's communication skills and listening skills and love skills that actually do work.
Yeah.
And of course, with the Lord, it makes it that much easier to come into that place.
Right. And where a lot of people end up in the church is in the next level beyond that, which I call exemplary marriage. These are marriages that are very functional, that people are connected to God, they love God, they want to serve God, they read their Bibles, and they try and do everything they read in their Bible. And it's really good. And that's where we were for 25 years. And we loved our marriage. We were very happy.
Right.
But there's a danger there because it is so good. You know, God's principles work, don't they?
Mm-hmm, they sure do.
But there's a danger there because you can say, this is so good, I think I'll just stay here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss the reality that there's so much more.
Right.
There's so much beyond that. And you cannot experience the so much more, though, with your mind and your mental understanding and with your human effort.
Right.
You have to progress on to something beyond that.
Right.
And that only happens in the supernatural realm. And that's what we experienced about 3 years ago. We had had a wonderful marriage. God gave that to us as a gift.
Yes.
We didn't deserve it, but He gave it to us, I think, as a gift so we could teach from it later.
You know, some people I find, Dan, have those exemplary marriages by total grace. They didn't do anything to really work at it. It was just kind of that connection in the very beginning, and they walked into the grace and remained in the grace, and there it was, and almost no resistance to, you know, shatter that or anything like that. It just kind of was a blessing of the Lord given to them. But those that were not given that grace can still have that exemplary marriage by believing for it and aligning themselves with God and having expectation to walk in the Word, walk in love with each other, work the principles and stuff like that. So even before we go to the next stage, there's even opportunity for all of us to embrace that exemplary level where we can say, God, we're going to just do it your ways. We're going to live by your principle. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, follow you in it and see if we can shine for you in the body of Christ and in the world around us.
The principles of God, the precepts of God, the performance of those things He asks us to do, it's powerful. It's really
powerful.
Good and useful. Yeah. And brings glory to God.
Yeah.
And it makes strong families that are committed to God and raise their children to be committed to God. So that's a wonderful thing. We never want to put that down. But what we want to encourage people is to just not stop there, to keep their aim high. And our aim should not be at even what we've seen.
Right.
If you see a marriage that's shining out the glory of God, your aim should be higher than that.
Right.
It should be to go somewhere that no marriage has ever gone before.
And it can.
Because that's the, that's the glory realm of God. He takes us to places beyond what we've asked for and beyond what we can imagine.
Wow.
That's where our goal needs to be.
That's right.
Otherwise, we stop where we are and we're satisfied, but we don't progress. And we want to go from glory to something beyond even what we
absolutely
hope for.
You know, Dan, I really believe that whatever you focus on, that's what you empower. And in the world, even with investors, like if they focus on a certain investment and put a lot of energy into it, put a lot of finance into it, they're going to get the return on that investment. So with marriage, if you focus on a good marriage and put a lot of investment into that, you're going to have a good marriage. And even if it wasn't good in the beginning, even if it was disastrous, even if it was absolutely painful, we can lock into God and say, no, God, I'm going to put my focus on this. I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to believe you for supernatural enablement, that which I cannot do, to take it to a whole new level, to take it to a whole new place. And I'm not going to stop because it's limitless. Amen. And that's what you and Linda discovered when you came into relationship with Holy Spirit. So tell us about that.
Well, we got to this point in our life, is our 25th anniversary, and we just realized, you know, we've lived more than half of our life now what are we going to do with the rest of it? And we started thinking, you know, it's been good, but why not go for astounding?
Right.
Why not go for everything there is God has?
Come on.
And so we had this desire that was placed in us when we were children to live happily ever after. I think that's a prophetic desire God puts in all of us.
Absolutely.
That's why we love these Walt Disney movies.
Yeah, no one as a child thinks, you know what? I think when I grow up, I would like to have a rotten marriage.
Right.
No one thinks
that. Or a rotten life.
Yeah.
So we all have this desire to live happily ever after.
Yeah.
But what you realize as you connect with God is that the only way to get there is through His power and glory in you, changing you. You can't get there through your mind or through your effort.
Right.
And that's what we are discovering. So at our 25th anniversary, we made a declaration to our family, to our friends, to God Himself, to our pastor, said, we are going to absolutely go for it. And we don't even know what that means, but we are going for it, and we're going to find out, and we trust that it's going to be good.
Now, you had been fairly conservative Christians and faithful Christians and faithful to the house of the Lord, faithful as a family man, and you know, your wife also. What was the reaction of your family when they heard you say, we're just going to go to this new place? Did they understand what that was all about, and were they okay with that?
Well, we got different responses, and some enthusiasm, but some a little skepticism and a little questioning. Like, what does that mean? I think that was the main thing. What do you mean by that? That sounds a little strange. And that's okay, because the things of God are not ours. His ways are not our ways. And when He calls you to do something, when He gives you a revelation that you need to do this, it often is a little confusing to the people around you. But it's always good.
Right.
So we made that declaration, and that's very consistent with Revelation, where it says, you know, that Satan is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Right.
So we were making our words a testimony to what we were, what the desire that had been placed in our heart by God years ago.
I love decrees in the Spirit.
And so we went on, and the next step really was to start asking. You know, the Bible says, you know, even earthly fathers know what to give their children.
Right.
And your heavenly Father is a much better Father than that.
Right.
And if you ask for the Holy Spirit, surely He will give it to you.
So what did you ask Him?
Well, we started asking for more intimate connection with the Holy Spirit, and for signs and wonders, and that we wanted to learn how in us His glory could manifest, how it could show up, how it could be tangible, because we know those things are real. And we hadn't experienced them, but we knew they were real, and we knew they would be wonderful.
And it wasn't long after that until the Holy Spirit did exactly what you asked Him, and it changed your life forever.
Right.
We're going to take a break right now, but we'll be right back, and you'll hear what happened when the Holy Spirit invaded their marriage and how you can have the glory of God in yours.
Order Dan Wilson's book, Supernatural Marriage, and learn how your marriage can be transformed through Holy Spirit-led intimacy. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 131 for just $13. Or visit xpmedia.com. Supernaturally revive, refresh, and renew your marriage God's way. Order now.
Join me for Growing in the Supernatural in Phoenix, Arizona, November 17 to 19. We'll have speakers such as Mark Schrona, David Hogan, Lance Wallnau, James Maloney, Joshua Mills, Michael Maiden, and Matt Sorger. Believe me, you will want to be there, because you'll never be the same again. Go to xpmedia.com and register for Growing in the Supernatural. Do you want to learn how to live in the glory? Yeah, I mean really live in the glory. Learn how to walk and live in the manifest presence of God and ascend up into the heavens and enjoy His presence and boldly come before the throne of grace and learn how to discern the presence of angels. All of these things are taught in the Glory School. Plan on attending. Well, Well, welcome back to our program on supernatural marriage with author Dr. Dan Wilson of Supernatural Marriage, The Joy of Spirit-Led Intimacy. So, Dan, before we broke for the break, we were talking about how the Holy Spirit was invading yours and Linda's lives and making a change because you had asked for it. You wanted him to. So what happened?
Well, we went to a conference in Dallas, and one of the speakers there was this tall, striking woman named Patricia King. And one of the things you said there that hit me was that the hope we have must be a violent, unstoppable hope that really changes life and changes our attitude towards God. And you said a violent, unstoppable expectation.
Right.
And that hit me. And so I asked God to give me that violent, unstoppable expectation because I knew I needed that to push through these barriers that Satan was very strongly building to keep me from getting more intimate with God. You know, we were already saved. We were connected with God, but we knew there was a deeper, more constant connection that we really needed. And so we asked for that. And then the last thing that we learned is that we had to just really yield. Jesus has to be Lord of every part of who you are, every aspect of your personality. He needs to be Lord of your spirit, and of course that's being saved, but he also needs to be Lord of your soul,
right,
your mind and your will and your emotions and your imagination. He needs to be Lord of all those things. And that what I hadn't really gotten to yet was realizing he needed to be Lord of my flesh.
Right.
I had to yield my flesh to him and not just my mind.
Right.
And that's what happened at that conference. I finally was able to yield to God.
And I actually remember you and Linda at the altar.
Yeah.
We had an altar call for people who had not been filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Uh-huh.
And you guys were up there and got a powerful release in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And just moments before that, about 30 minutes before that, we were up in our hotel room. And I was just oppressed because Satan had been attacking me, trying to prevent this transition from happening. And Linda prayed on me, and I felt things leave me.
Wow.
It was a glorious deliverance experience in just about 2 minutes. And then I'd never done this, but I said, Linda, I need to pray for you. So I touched my hand to her head, and she reacted with the Spirit in her, and some things left her that had been holding her back.
So the supernatural power together with you as man and wife was starting to work through you as one for each other. That is so powerful.
Yeah, as one flesh.
Yep.
And then 30 minutes later, we're down there in front of you on the altar, and we both learn how to speak in tongues for the first time. Simultaneously.
And then I remember also at that conference that you had to be dragged out of a prayer tunnel because we were putting people through the prayer tunnel, and the power of the Holy Spirit was almost like it was like a cocoon in a way, because the people going through the tunnel were being cocooned by the power of God, and you got so blasted, and this had never happened to you before, never. And I mean, you are a well-known eye surgeon and good man in the church. And,
proper.
You know, proper and stoic in many ways. And there you were having to be dragged out of this prayer tunnel because you were so blasted by Holy Spirit.
And it shocked me because I wasn't even sure I believed that was real. But when it hit me, I've never felt anything like that. I've never really felt the glory of God like that before.
Yay, Holy Ghost.
It shocked my entire physical body because I couldn't contain this glory that was put in me, this presence. It just took over, and my body could not handle it.
And that changed your life, I believe.
That has changed my life forever.
Changed your life.
Just that one event, because they say a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. No one can convince me that God will not touch people in a tangible way because I felt it. And more important than feeling it, Patricia, it changed who I am.
Right.
God imparted his love to me at that moment. And while I laid there on the ground for who knows how long, almost in a trance, I just felt the love of God. And that has brought me to my favorite scripture that applies to people who are pursuing this supernatural transition in their lives and in their marriages. And I want to share that because I think there are people out there that recognize they need this and they don't know how to get there. And what they need is to maintain this violent, unstoppable expectation, which is hope. And hope is the springboard to faith. And what the Bible tells us is that hope will not disappoint us. And I used to just think those were words, but I've experienced it in myself, and they're a lot more than words, that hope will not disappoint you. And the reason is not those words, it's what comes right after it. It says, because God has poured His Spirit, He has poured His love into your heart by the Holy Spirit. And when you feel the love of God pouring into your heart, you will not be able to contain it either. And it will change who you are. It'll change how you love not only your spouse, but it'll change how you love everyone. And most important, it'll change the way you love God. Because when you have the love of God in you that's flowing in and flowing out, you are a different person. The glory of God is in you, and it flows out of you, and it changes everyone around you. And that's what we experienced as kind of the final transition into supernatural marriage.
That was so powerful.
And the fact that it happened as one flesh was God saying, don't miss this, don't miss this.
Because
this
the Bible says that if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So when a husband and wife who are one flesh through the covenant, if they come into agreement and receive empowerment together, oh my gosh, that is like enormous in the spirit. That's enormous authority. That is the authority to create together, to be empowered together, to do exploits for the kingdom of God. And of course, you and your wife have experienced that. But we were also talking last night at dinner, and this is what, you know, I really believe we need to give this encouragement, because sometimes there's, let's say, a wife or a husband who they're on fire for God. They're experiencing the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, but their spouse isn't.
Right.
And that, but because you're one flesh, even if your spouse isn't consciously embracing that, because you're one flesh, they still get empowered and impacted. And so for a person who doesn't have a spouse who's walking in the same way that they are, at least they can rejoice and know that something in the spirit realm is happening, and to continue to have that violent, unstoppable expectation for breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's what you and Linda are carrying for the body. And in your book, Supernatural Marriage, there are so many keys in here as to how to grow in that expectation and grow in the reality of it and grow together to a point where your pulse is as one, but it's a connection between heaven and earth with you and your spouse, one together with a pulse of heaven.
Yeah, it really becomes the glory of heaven expressed through two who are one.
Amen.
And the ultimate goal of supernatural marriage, what God wants us to accomplish, is that the two spouses, the man and the woman, become fully one, body, soul, and spirit. And at the same time, they become fully one, body, soul, and spirit with Him.
Amen.
That the three,
what a union.
The three come together in one spot. Yes,
yeah.
That is the three-corded strand.
Yes.
That is so strong.
Yeah.
And I shared with you last night about the plywood piece. I think that's a real good way to visualize it. You get two weak pieces of wood, a man and a woman. We're all weak vessels, jars of clay.
Yeah.
But you bind those two pieces together with the super glue of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural glue. And that plywood is so strong. And a karate expert can chop a piece of wood and break it easily. But you let him try and chop a piece of plywood made by a godly man, a godly woman, held together by the supernatural glue of the Holy Spirit. And Satan can chop all day at that, and it becomes something
it'll break
cannot.
The hand that tries to break it. That's what it'll do.
He cannot destroy it.
Wow. You know, some of you are watching today and you're getting your hope. You're getting that violent, unstoppable expectation surfacing. And I just want to say yes and amen to that. Go for it. All things are possible in Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are right now. Everything can shift just like this. You can start with something that is totally destroyed and watch God do something great from it. You can start all over again if you need to. Let's say that you've had a marriage tragedy in the past and you're just devastated and empty. There's no time like now to start over. But for those of you that are married and together right now, I say go for the fullness of all that God has for you. It is all possible. All that Dan and Linda did was pray. And they said, Holy Spirit, basically, Holy Spirit, come. We want all that you have for us. And he did. Come on, stir up that expectation. You know, God loves you. He really does. He loves you with an everlasting love. We'll see you in a few moments with some exciting prayers for you from Dan and Linda.
Order Dan Wilson's book, Supernatural Marriage, and learn how your marriage can be transformed through Holy Spirit-led intimacy. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 131 for just $13. Or visit xpmedia.com. Supernaturally revive, refresh, and renew your marriage God's way. Order now.
You are a supernatural being, and God wants you to grow in supernatural anointing and manifestations of his power that we might advance the kingdom. Join me for Growing in the Supernatural in Phoenix, Arizona, November 17 to 19. We'll have speakers such as Mark Schrona, David Hogan, Lance Wallnau, James Maloney, Joshua Mills, Michael Maiden, and Matt Sorger, along with worship leaders Steve Swanson, Joanne McFadder, Julie Meyer, and Vince Gibson. Believe me, you will want to be there because you'll never be the same again. Go to xpmedia.com and register for Growing in the Supernatural.
Regardless of the state of your marriage, regardless of where you've been, there truly is hope in the supernatural realm. And Linda's going to pray for you for your situation right now.
Oh, Father, I just thank you that you're a covenant God and that you keep your covenants, God, that you put the truth in us, you put the faith in us, you give us hope and everything we need, Lord, for life and godliness. So, Father, I lift before you all the marriages out there, every marriage, God, that you would boost them into your supernatural realm, that you would take them exactly where you want them to be, that your glory would be manifested in each and every marriage. And Father, for those out there who are single, wanting to be married, oh Lord, I ask that you direct their steps, that you just take them right where you need them to be, at the right place, at the right time, that their hearts will be hungering after you, Lord, trusting that you will give them their heart's desire. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your people, and we ask that you purify your bride.